This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Earlier this month, federal agents busted a suspected gun-running ring. It allegedly includes the mayor, the police chief, and a city councilman of Columbus, New Mexico. The arrests shocked the quiet border town. The government claims the officials used the power and privilege of their offices to buy weapons destined for a Mexican drug cartel. NPR's John Burnett has the story.
Up until now, the most notorious crime in the history of Columbus, New Mexico, was the infamous raid by Pancho Villa on the U.S. garrison here in 1916. That was before March 10th of this year. Federal agents swooped down on this remote border outpost and arrested Mayor Eddie Espinosa, Police Chief Angelo Vega, Village Trustee Blas Gutierrez, and seven others. They've all been indicted for conspiracy to smuggle guns and making false statements to obtain firearms.
If you read the indictment, there's damning evidence there, and it would point to the fact that our village was being run by a criminal cartel.
Lieutenant Robert Odom is a reserve deputy with the Luna County Sheriff's Department. He lives in patrols in Columbus. He spoke his mind while riding through town. Columbus shares a land border with Palomas, Mexico. Odom says smuggling north to south, known locally as Movidas, has a long tradition here. People, drugs, computers, televisions, and now guns.
I don't think we expected that, because we know we've seen people killed in Palomas, just right over there, and heads on the plaza cut off, and the mayor of Palomas murdered and his body burned up. To think that our elected officials were cooperating with that, I think it was more than we can still comprehend.
According to the indictment, over a 14-month period, the city officials used an unmarked police vehicle and the authority of their offices to purchase more than 200 semi-automatic weapons, such as AK-47 pistols. The firearms dealer in Chaparral, New Mexico, who sold them the weapons, has also been arrested. The indictment says the ringleaders got acquaintances to serve as straw purchasers for the guns. Indeed, Mexican law enforcement later seized some of the smuggled firearms at five murder scenes in Palomas and Juarez. Captain Arturo Baeza of the Sheriff's Department says that's the cartel's standard M.O.
Well, usually what they do is they'll get a U.S. citizen. They'll have somebody that doesn't have a criminal record, of course, and they'll buy one gun, then later two, and then so forth. And then they get more people doing that, and it just keeps multiplying.
News of the alleged Columbus gunrunners raced through Mexico, where people are already angry that most of the murder weapons used in their mafia wars come from the U.S. Palomas has been stricken by drug violence in recent years. It's caught in the same bloody turf battle between the Juarez and Sinaloa cartels that afflicts Ciudad Juarez. A laborer hanging out in a public park three blocks south of the U.S. border fence won't give his name, but he will give his opinion.
No, pues que antes los gringos le echaban a México que...
The gringos always blame Mexicans that we're the corrupt ones. But this deal with the guns in your country, now we see that there's corruption in the United States, too.
In a small shopping center in Palomas that caters to American tourists, the few who will still venture across the border, a woman who gives her name as Irma stands in front of the eyeglasses shop where she works. She says she was born in Colorado and lives with her Mexican husband in Palomas.
I was so embarrassed when I heard that, because everybody here in Mexico looks at me and you're like, you're a United States citizen. Did you hear what your people did?
What did you say to them?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Because a weapon is more dangerous than a drug.
The Mexican government has loudly criticized the United States for not doing more to curb weapons smuggled into Mexico to arm cartel gangsters. In response, U.S. federal agents have increased their enforcement of gun laws along the border. The arrests in Columbus are part of that push. 11 defendants have been indicted. None has been found guilty. One is still a fugitive. On a recent afternoon, a great sandstorm blows in from the west, enveloping the weather-beaten buildings of Columbus in brown grit and adding to the town's Wild West demeanor. Do accusations that the city leadership is a cabal of gun traffickers worry longtime resident July McClure?
In spite of everything that goes on here, I don't lock my door. I leave things in the yard and I'm gone for several days and nothing's ever disturbed. It's still a very safe place to be.
July McClure is a volunteer firefighter and a co-owner of the Tumbleweed Theater. She played an alien in the latest production. She seems to take the federal gun bust in stride, indeed with a twinkle in her eye.
Sometimes I think the Pancho Villa energy is still alive and it creeps into our society, living right here on the border.
In 1916, General John J. Pershing led a punitive expedition deep into Mexico in the fruitless pursuit of Pancho Villa in retribution for the Columbus raid. In 2011 or 2012, prosecutors will try the Columbus 11 in the federal courthouse in Las Cruces. John Burnett, NPR News.